to undergird the new global order. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon we'll be coming home. Make sure you get a copy of Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception. Get multiple copies for your friends and relatives. We'll provide massive discounts to you if you'll do that. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to be...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Harris and Jacqueline Amarshak, and after that, we're going to have open lines. But good evening, Sharon. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great. And how are you, Dr.
I'm doing just fine. Let's see if we can get Sharon on the line here. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Sharon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, fine. Now, of course, Jacqueline, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you tell us just a little bit about who you are? Now, for our listeners out there, Sharon actually produces and markets a heart and body extract, and she's asked Jacqueline to be with us. It's the first time. Jacqueline, what's your experience with heart and body extract?
Good. And I recommend it to anybody that has heart problems.
Well, what brought you to taking the product? I mean, what had to be some reason?
I have Lyme disease.
Oh, you have Lyme disease?
Yes, for many years, since I was actually in about fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, over the years, my immune system held it down. I'd only had fatigue as a child growing up, and when I got older, but then in my 30s and maybe close to 40, I started to go downhill. And the immune system can hold it at bay, or you'll just have fatigue, but then it's a progressive disease. So I'm in a wheelchair with it, but I have heart trouble, and the heart and body extract helps me a lot, so I don't end up having a heart attack, because I had some congestive heart failure for about 5 years.
And is it a lot better now?
Yes.
All right, fine. Well,
and I totally believe in this. I know about garlic and cayenne from years ago. My dad used to put it on all his food and make sure us kids ate it in our homemade soup. And I came from a family where my dad studied nutrition and alternative medicine since he was 18. And he was 87 or 88 when he died. And he, all his life, just was into nutrition and wheat germ and yoga and cayenne pepper and all sorts of things. Like
cayenne
that.
Pepper is an old standby for a lot of people. And Sydney, what does cayenne actually do, Sharon?
Well, it's an excellent herb in the formula. It's a very important herb in the formula. And what it does is it equalizes the blood flow in the body. It'll enhance the effect of all of the herbs. It'll stimulate the body and the organs properly so that they cleanse and function optimally. It's actually a very important ingredient in the formula.
Well, it's the one that's just very obvious when you take it, and but you get very used to it after a while. You sort of almost look forward to it. Oh, well, Sydney, have you ever heard anybody else before who's taken your product and with Lyme disease and been helped?
Yes, we have had some people with Lyme disease, and Jackie's a good example of, you know, what it can help you with Lyme disease in terms of what she overcame, and I have seen that before.
Well, I don't think we can say that, you know, this is a specific treatment for it, but some people have taken it and been benefited. Would that be a good way to put it?
Oh, for sure, because with Lyme disease, it can start to affect the heart and the circulation, and the heart and body extract is actually very excellent for the heart and the circulatory system.
No, right, fine.
All people with Lyme disease do get heart trouble along the way with it, and not one of them escapes it. The mitral valve prolapse, the enlargement of the left atrium, and all these other things, palpitations.
Okay, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Jacqueline and Sharon. All right. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go ahead, Jacqueline. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I don't run the program. The computer does. You go right ahead. You were just saying that most people...
The reason I'm in a wheelchair with Lyme disease is my knees are bone on bone. It's a joint killer, too, as well as your heart and your kidneys. Basically, kind of a body killer, but when I take the heart body extract, I feel it in my kidneys also because I have Lyme disease in the kidneys, okay? And I have a problem with kidney infections and stuff. Not all the time, but not every once a year I have to be treated for it. And when I take that, I feel it in my kidneys, which means it's cleansing them. And then about 15 minutes later, I feel it in my feet, you know, the bottom of my feet, which is they get real hot and burn and stuff. It's all to do with the symptoms of stage 3 Lyme disease.
Well, now, basically, you mentioned that you said they have arthritis for your knees. Have they suggested putting in total knees for you? You know,
yes, and they won't do it because I'm overweight. I'm trying to lose. I have to lose 40 pounds before they'll put them in.
All right, fine, but then you do that because, believe me, I was an orthopedic surgeon for 35, 40 years or more, and total knee is a great procedure, but if the doctor says lose 40 pounds, you lose 40 pounds.
Did you say it was a good procedure?
Oh, it's a wonderful procedure. I mean, I'll never forget doing one of these on a woman. She must have been 60, 65, and about 6 weeks later, we took a trip to the Holy Land, and she went right along with us. So, and she was out there walking. Maybe it was 7 or 8 weeks, but I was amazed she did as well as she did. But, you know, the hands of a good surgeon, and if you have a good patient, that's the most important thing. Why, the total knee replacement is a wonderful procedure. So you like...
I've heard that arthroscopic, you know, where they clean your knee out or something like that, is something also that might help me. I don't know.
Well, but the thing is, if you're really bone on bone, certainly if you have a lot of debris in your knee, why, this can help you, torn cartilages. But if you're really bone on bone, you think about getting that total knee, okay? At least get your weight off and please your orthopedic surgeon.
Well, I'm swimming in a pool, and I can walk a little bit.
Okay.
But as far as my heart goes, I had congestive heart failure and a 50% blockage in the left atrium back when, just before I started Sharon's tincture. And I can't remember where I heard about it now. I guess in the mail or something. Don't remember, Sharon.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, as Jacqueline was just saying, that she had congestive heart failure, and she started taking the heart and body extract, and she's been ever so much better since then. Would that be a fair assessment, Jacqueline?
Yes. I'm not 100% perfect on my echocardiogram. My EKG is normal, but the echo has got a little bit of dilation in the left atrium, but it's almost... it's like only 10% or something, which I had a lot more than that before.
Well, I'm so glad you're ever so much better. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Sharon, because she knows a great deal about heart and body extract. She's been marketing it for 8 or 9 years now and has actually customers all over the world. So if you'd like to talk to Sharon or have a comment on this, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sharon, although you've done this in the past, would you mind telling our listeners once again what is in Heart and Body Extract? Because I think people need to be reminded. I mean, I know the cayenne pepper and I know the hawthorn, but you go with the other things that's in it.
Sure, of course. Well, Heart and Body Extract is an excellent herbal formula, and it's designed to balance and support the heart and the circulatory system. What does it have in it? It has in it garlic. Garlic promotes a healthy immune system. It's a very powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. We need to say that for the FDA. Of course. Hawthorn restores and stimulates the heart and the arterial circulation. It regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. Coleus has a 3,000-year history in Ayurvedic medicine. It is used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs. It supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is motherwort. It's a circulatory stimulant, and it's a relaxant and nerve tonic. Next is bilberry. It's very good for eyesight, night vision. It will dilate the blood vessels, and it will promote a healthy immune system. Next is Butcher's Broom. It maintains a healthy vascular permeability and assists the circulation. Next is mistletoe, which will promote a healthy immune system. It has a calming effect on the body. It will help to support healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is kelp. This is used mainly for the iodine and the effect it has on the thyroid gland. Next is ginger, which will support the liver function and its nervi. It'll help to stimulate the circulation, especially in the extremities. And then finally, we have cayenne pepper, which we mentioned before is very important. It'll help to equalize the blood flow in the body. It enhances the effect of all of the herbs. It stimulates the body and the organs properly, so that they can cleanse and function optimally.
I was just reading my international forecaster. It's a financial newsletter I get twice a week from Bob, my friend Bob Chapman. He was talking about the advantages of garlic, and you were mentioning how it stimulates the immune system, and he was talking about how it stimulates the immune system. And sometimes when people had immune problems, they'd eat 5 or 6 cloves of garlic a day, and I thought to myself, I think I'd far rather take the Heart and Body Extract than try to eat that much garlic.
Although absolutely.
It's garlic's been around for a long time, and it's been felt, down through the ages that garlic had medicinal properties, and certainly one of them seems to be helping fighting infection and boosting the immune system, which is really the key to good health. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you're out there and you have a question for Sharon, because she knows the product and knows what it can accomplish, and you've got satisfied customers all over the world, don't you, just about?
Yeah, we've been around for 9 years, and we've actually got tens of thousands of customers all over the world. So all over the place, Portugal, Spain, Germany. We just fulfilled quite a few orders in Germany this week. Holland, Denmark, China, Japan, all over the place. Lots in the UK, of course. Then Australia is a very popular country. Thailand, New Zealand. So, yes, with the power of the Internet, with the power of radio stations like yourself on the Internet, people can hear you, Dr. Stan, and hear myself on an interview way, way far away. And then they can order online. And we can ship overseas, so we ship quite frequently overseas, and we have airmail out of Canada, or we even have tracking out of the United States with a tracking number for $30 out of the U.S., which gets people the product express mail, it's called, and that's there in just about 3 to 4 or 5 days at the most, so very quick service.
Well, now, how much does the individual take? How much does the average individual take?
Well, it depends on the weight. The average individual, let's say, is 150 pounds. So if they were 150 pounds, it would be 15 drops 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, evening. let's say a person's 200 pounds and they would take 20 drops three times a day. If they were 250, they would take 25 drops three times a day. And if they were 300, they would take 30 drops three times a day.
Well, we probably don't have too many of the 300-pounders out there, but actually, of course, it comes a little dropper, and you have about an inch of the fluid in the dropper, and that's 15 drops. So that's how I determine how much I'm going to take. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and I know my wife and my son take it, and certainly they're in pretty good shape. Now, Jacqueline, how long have you been taking Heart and Body Extract?
Oh, quite a while now. I don't know. My first bottle was about... how long ago was
you,
it?
I've known you before, like when your father was alive. You were telling me about
that. Okay, was he still... Well, then that's 9, 10 years ago.
I know.
You must be one of the first people, because I think it's only been on the market for about 9 years here.
Yeah. And surprisingly, my father did not have Lyme disease. And nobody in my family does, so they're not sick like me.
Well, you know, Jacqueline, this is really one of the great tragedies of modern time. This is a disease that didn't have to happen. All the evidence suggests it came out of a government laboratory there in a place called Plum Island, off the coast of Lyme, Connecticut. And, of course, that's where
animal experimentation and biological warfare.
But, of course, the tragedy is, first of all, it spread all across the country, and here we are in California. We've got it.
And I had to get it when I was able to start to try to work as a young person and make money and be a professional. Took me right down,
Well, you know, there are about 2 million people in America who are ill with this disease. Nobody talks about it. Most doctors are afraid to treat it because unless they do exactly what the medical society says, in many states they'll go after their license. And you have to ask yourself, why would you go after a doctor who's trying to help people?
Well, you have to ask yourself why. I think the answer is that the government invented it, so now they want to hide it.
I think that there's probably a great deal of truth in that, and certainly we've done a number of programs on Lyme disease, and I think people need to understand what a devastating that disease is.
I'm surprised that you ever even brought that up like that on the phone here or even on a telecast the radio cast, because, you know, most people, especially doctors, don't want to bring that up. I asked my veterinarian once about this particular problem, his story about Lyme disease, how it got started. He told me in the 40s the government was messing around with this bacteria, and the story is true about Plum Island.
Sure. Well, I think
veterinarian.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm just so glad that this is helping you and you're feeling better. You mentioned that a lot of people with Lyme disease do have heart disease. I'm sure you probably studied this a lot more than I have. You probably know.
I'm a representative for Lyme in Florida.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Who helps people who have it to get information about it, where to get the test done, because there's a particular fluorescent stain blood culture to detect it. And it's nothing to mess with. It's very painful. It's neurological, and it affects the heart. And I help people with that, you know. I get calls every week from people all over the United States, sometimes Florida. And they've been told to call me to get advice about Lyme disease or where to be tested and how can they help themselves. And I give them holistic advice also. And also I tell them about the heart extract for their heart, because I know that their heart is eventually going to end up with the mitral valve and the enlargement, and, you know, in stage 3 it does.
Well, actually, do you know other people that with Lyme disease were taking it then, Jacqueline?
Well, I've advised people to take it, and I've told them Sharon's number, you know, where to order it. But they never called me back to tell me whether they ordered it.
Is just tell people, you know, or make a suggestion to people, because you can't guarantee it. But
they were interested, and they said that they did have a heart problem, these people with Lyme, and that they were going to order it. But this is going back time ago, so I don't have those. I don't know.
Okay, fine. Well, it doesn't really matter. I just thought you might have some.
But I do know a lot of people with Lyme.
Right,
I have met them in Florida.
And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a terrible disease. And
it is terrible.
2 million Americans have this, and you will never, never see it mentioned. In fact, I go to a medical meeting every week, and they say, do you have any suggestions?
Probably 50% of them, doctor, have the knees put in, have Lyme disease, I'll bet you.
Well, Sydney, of course, a lot of people, their knees just wear out. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there. I've seen people with Lyme disease where all the cartilage is gone. It's pretty miserable. Well, I guess, yes. Of course, is Sharon Harris. And we're talking about heart and body extract. And, of course, your guest is Jacqueline Marshak. And she's been taking this for about 9 years. Had a lot of heart problems. It seems to be ever so much better. And, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. If you have a question or comment, or give us a call. Well, Sharon, why don't you go ahead, and would you like to get your telephone number out?
I think that's a great idea. So the number is 866-295-5353.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
So much better today. And she also has severe arthritis of her knees and waiting to get a total knee replacement down the line.
Two of them.
Well, yeah. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. Sharon, one more time, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website.
Okay, sounds good. So the telephone number is 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305. And the website is heartandbody.com. Again, heartandbody.com.
Now, what will they find if they go to your website?
Oh, well, they'll find the ingredients, which is very important to people to read. They're going to see a background about how the product is manufactured, i.e. organic, well-crafted, very excellent growing conditions in British Columbia. They'll see testimonials there. They'll see price of the product. They'll see price discounts if they order in volume. They'll see a number of different shipping options, you know, from priority mail to UPS to international. It's an excellent website. We have a lot of visits on there and a lot of orders on there, and it's very easy to navigate.
And that's heartandbody.com?
Yes, heartandbody.com. That's right.
All right, fine. Well, we're just about out of time, unless there's somebody out there in the listening audience who has a call, comment. Again, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But this is really sold all over the world, and I think Sharon's doing a great job with this, and people really seem to benefit, at least the people that we've talked to about it. Do you have any parting thoughts at all? How about you, Jacqueline? What would you like to leave with our listeners out across America tonight?
Thank God for Heart and Body Extract. It's a blessing for people because there's a lot of things out there you can take. I mean, and I have taken some of those things, but they didn't help me like this did.
And you had a mitral valve, a prolapse, was that it?
I had an enlargement of the left atrium in 2003 and also in 2002, and a 50% blockage and chest pain. And angina, and a larger, you know, they call it congestive heart failure, which is something that goes along with progressed Lyme and, you know, all that stuff. I mean, I was ready for a heart attack, you know. And I just thank God for the tincture. It's great stuff.
Okay, well, I'm so glad you...
I think it cleans my kidneys. I think it does something to help my kidneys.
Yeah, we've heard that before. We've actually, you were asking about interesting testimonials. We have had people that were going into kidney failure do very, very well in the formula and reverse that to quite a great extent. So for some reason, as the body is healing itself, the circulation's improving, it seems to degunk and clog the kidney and help it to work more effectively. So you're not alone. Other people have reported that, too. I'm not saying everyone's going to have that.
That's important for me, doctor, because yeah. I'll tell you why it's important for me. I have kidney stones on the left side, and I keep having them. And when I use this extract, I don't have them, you know. They just kind of disintegrate or something.
Well, that's great to hear. Anyway, Sharon, do you have any parting thoughts before we let you go?
I was going to say that our formula, Heart and Body Extract, is an organic and well-crafted herbal formula. It is not a drug. And for people to get better and have improved health, they need to please be patient and take it as we suggest, according to weight. And not just take a quarter of a bottle and think it's supposed to work. You want to do it faithfully, day after day, week after week, That way I can assure you you're going to get the results. Not a drug. Be patient. Be faithful to it. It'll be faithful to you.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so much. And thank you so much, Jacqueline. I appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, well, that was Sharon Harris, and that was Jacqueline Marshak. And we'll be back here in just a moment. We're going to be doing open lines the next half hour. If you would like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Oh, and we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we're going to have open lines this next half hour, and then of course we'll have our good friend William Grigg filling on the last hour. But, you know, as I, more I study and read about what's going on down in the Gulf, the more I have a feeling that there's something much greater going on than we've been led to believe. First of all, of course, British Petroleum had a legal liability of $75 million. That's all the liability they had according to American law. And, of course, they can talk about changing that law and changing it retroactively, which they cannot do legitimately. But the question is, why would British Petroleum accept the liability for $40 or $60 billion worth of liability when they really didn't legally have to? And then, of course, they've accepted, in addition to the $20 billion they put down initially, why, of course, they're talking about going ahead and putting up another $100 million to take care of the men who are not working on the oil rigs doing the drilling, because, of course, President Obama stopped it for 6 months. But that's not the responsibility of British Petroleum. What is really going on here? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to do some open lines this next half hour. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. You want to talk about what's going on down in the Gulf. You want to talk about the economy. You want to talk about vaccination. You want to talk about population control. You want to talk about the coming war in the Near East or the coming war in the Middle East. It's your call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but I mean, something is very strange about what's going on in the Gulf today. First of all, as you know, now British Petroleum has accepted liability for $20 billion. This money is going to be given out. They're not going to give it out to make sure the people should have it. It's going to be given out by the federal government. In fact, they're bringing in the same man who gave out all sorts of money after the collapse of the Twin Towers. As they're going to be sending out the money for British Petroleum. But British Petroleum have no control over this, and what they've done is given a blank check, a down payment of $20 billion. Now, they make about $13 billion a year on average. I mean, that is their gross profit is $13 billion a year, but the American government has told British Petroleum to suspend their dividends, payments to the people over in Great Britain, the elderly who are dependent upon the dividend checks to live, and the pension funds and the insurance funds. And so they're not going to get any dividends this year because the American government is dictating what British Petroleum is going to do. In addition, British Petroleum is going to pay $100 million into a fund that's going to compensate the workers who work on the oil rigs who actually drill for oil. And because, as you know, President Obama has suspended oil drilling, not only in the Gulf, but he suspended it in Alaska, offshore oil drilling in more than, I think, 50 feet or something like that. Anyway, of course, shallow oil drilling they'll allow, but that's only about 20% of the oil drilling. 80% is what you call deep water drilling. And so all these people are going to get their salaries from British Petroleum, but British Petroleum is no way is responsible for that. This is something President Obama ordered, without any justification, in my impression. And certainly, why would British Petroleum be paying the salaries of people who work on oil rigs in Alaska? And yet, that's just what's going on. And I would simply point out, of course, that the immediate past president of British Petroleum, a man named Peter Sutherland, was a member of the Trilateral Commission, and the people who control Obama come from the Trilateral Commission. And I don't understand how this all fits together, other than the fact that I know President Obama was telling the truth when he said that this oil spill, this crisis, is going to change our lives forever. And they're going to use this to get the cap and trade bill through. They're going to use this to get us out of our cars, to drive up the price of oil, and to make sure that we are energy dependent on other countries and no need for it. We've got plenty of oil here. They just won't let us develop the Bakken Sydney deposits, or the deposits in Colorado, or the deposits in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, or the deposits off the North Slope of Alaska. And ladies and gentlemen, they know that we have probably more oil, far more oil, than they have in Saudi Arabia, in fact, all of the Middle East, and they won't let us develop it. And you have to ask yourself why. And if you want the details on this, please go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And read my two newsletters on peak oil, and my three letters on the oil deception. And if I could suggest that we have an excellent DVD, a talk on the oil deception, and a syllabus that goes with that that has all the documentation. Well, let's go right now to Leonard, who's calling from upstate New York. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And believe President Obama, who says that our lives are never going to be the same again here in America after this oil spill. And I think whatever caused it, I don't know, but I will tell you that they're using this to change your life and to destroy the economy of this nation. Because remember, President Obama sat for 20 years, or 15 years anyway, under the tutelage of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who hates America. He would always say, GD America, GD America. That's, of course, is the man who was the mentor for Barack Obama. Do you know a better way to destroy America than to spend us into oblivion? Well, let's go to Leonard. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Doctor. God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Just wondering if anyone had pointed out yet the connection between not only Obama's agenda, not only to radically change America and restructure the vision of America, he's utilizing, as you brought up, the current spill to engineer this. The political arrangement that he had with BP by accepting $1 million during the campaign, and now this slush fund, which actually makes BP pay, yes, but at the same time immune to lawsuits later on. Connection, but more so the connection that Medyev is implicated with BP, because they're tied into the Russian national oil system for procuring their oil.
Yes, I know. In fact, they have partnerships in Russia, and I think probably 20% of the oil reserves they have are in Russia. So there's something very strange about the whole situation.
Very strange, and I think it furthers Putin's nationalist agenda to reemerge as a superpower again. There was Diplo speak today in the paper regarding the base in Kyrgyzstan is being viewed in his position as temporary, or it should be, and it's sort of an annoyance, just as Georgia's association with us was, and we see what happens to our allies over there.
I'm glad you brought up Russia, because the average American doesn't understand that Russia is the largest exporter of oil and the largest exporter of natural gas in the world. And really, Europe is totally dependent upon the oil and the natural gas that comes from Russia. Now, the reason Russia has that... Right, the reason Russia has this is because they've drilled these very deep wells, but they really haven't drilled them. American corporations, and certainly perhaps BP and Shell have gone over there, but we know that the American corporations and the East Asia Development Bank and all sorts of funds coming from the United States have funded Russia's drilling these wells so that they would become a major economic player in the world. Without that, why, of course, their economy would be sitting in real trouble. But because of the loans, the massive loans we gave them, because American corporations went over there, because they were getting all sorts of grants from all sorts of American sources, now Russia is a major force in the world. But you go back into the time after the Russian Revolution, it was American corporations and American banks and the American financiers who kept Russia intact, because socialism doesn't work. But we created the best enemy money could buy, and we financed it for the better part of 80 years, 90 years now, 80 years. Anything else you'd like to say, Leonard?
What's scary, too, though, Doc, is the Diplo speak indicating that he viewed that BP would possibly be broken up and that was somehow an energy threat to Russia, and that he also made an odd statement where he considered himself European now, and that's uniquely un-Russian. They get the mindset that they're Europeans. They've never had that mindset. And to, make typically Russian statements, but now claim that, it's any more than placing the flag on the seabed up in the North Pole. In the Russian mindset, when you've identified it as something you have an interest in, therefore it's under your sphere of influence, what's militarily going to be his response anymore that the interceptors in Czech Republic and Poland, the whole effect again of what does that mean, what he said in the Russian national mindset is that they're going to view this now as their region. So, not just diplomatically, but militarily, I'm wondering what the implications are long term.
We're just going to have to wait and see, Leonard. I do not know the answer. I read the article there in the Wall Street Journal covering the things you're covering, and I had many of the same questions, but I got to be like the unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record that he had no comment. Anything else, Leonard?
No, that'll do it, Doctors. God bless you. God bless your work, and hopefully it continues.
Thank you. Well, we hope it will. As long as God gives me the breath and my wife will help me, why, we'll be here. Yeah, thanks so very much. Well, let's go to Henry, who's calling from Connecticut. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Henry. How are we doing?
Yeah, hi, how you doing? I heard the other guy, even you, mentioned something about socialism, but the thing with Russia is Russia was under communism.
Tell me what's the difference between communism and socialism.
Well, you could say like a light socialism, like Switzerland or Sweden. First of all, under communism, if you read the Communist Manifesto, which I'm sure you have, and you sell it and all that, under communism it forbids private property. Abolish of all private property, everything is nationalized, everything is owned by the government. It's like there's no private property at all, there's no, everything is like for instance, if you you could own property in Switzerland, you could buy your own food, you could, if you have a job or something, you know, you're employed, it's like a similar capitalism like you have here in America. Of course, there's different levels of socialism, too, because you could say, well, Hitler wasn't a communist, but he certainly was a staunch socialist, like a totalitarian socialist. I would say real socialism, you have to have, even socialism, you would have to have an equal playing field. That's what I mean, a forced equal playing field. So there would be no rich, no poor, but that's hypocritical too, because there's always the inner secret societies, the ones that would be rich even under communism.
Right.
But that's like real socialism, I would say. And you know, because with socialism too, it's certain private sector stuff is like regulated, but then again, you could regulate something even in this country that's constitutional for safety reasons, because maybe you don't want, like, for instance, if a doctor, he has to be licensed.
So basically, socialism, Russia was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. It was a socialist state. Now, the thing is that we can look at Sweden. We say Sweden is socialist, but it's really not socialist, because there you can have private property. And they had a lot of social welfare programs in Sweden. But we have a lot of social welfare programs right here in the United States.
Yeah, actually, they do more for their people there, even try to get them employed with a resume stuff and job training and stuff, than we do here. What we do here is just try to keep the people either poor and struggling, or that they, when they're employed, right, or they're just on welfare. In other words, they have a more nationalist, tribalistic attitude, even in Germany and Switzerland. It could be cultural, it could be racial, but in some cases, I don't mean necessarily racist, necessarily, but in some cases, that's better. Like, I mean, I'm talking about the attitude, not the government. I'm talking about the people.
I think what people have to understand is that all of these are schemes by wealthy people. Not by people, not by the idealists, but by wealthy people who want to be able to control. And basically, socialism is a scam. If you go into the background...
Please
let me make my point.
Sorry.
Socialism, you know, I let you have your position, but basically, socialism is a vehicle for undermining freedom. And what it does is centralizes power. It centralizes power in a representative government, and then the people of great wealth go around and they buy up the politicians. And what they do is establish a feudalistic state. And
right.
What you want to do is keep the people happy. Here in the United States, about 46% of the people who don't pay any income tax. So they don't care how much you charge the wealthy people for their taxes, because they're living it. In fact, a lot of them even get refunds from the government. But
there's a lot of wealthy people that don't pay income taxes. And if you get that book by Hendrickson called Cracking the Code, there's a lot of people, too, that are either working or have a business that do not pay income taxes, because they prove to the IRS that the federal income tax is a fraud.
Well, I know people have done that same thing, and they've ended up going to the Huska. But anyway, what is the point you'd like to make? One more time.
Yeah, the other thing,
every
right.
1 minute. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, this is very important about Jeremiah Wright, because I heard you mention him. I don't know if people know this, but Jeremiah Wright belongs to a church that is in Venezuela, not Venezuela, Nicaragua, that is a Marxist-Communist church. And also, Jeremiah Wright, I mean, there's a lot of things that somebody could dislike about America. I could dislike, the illegal aliens. I think this country is more moralistic than over in a lot of European countries. In some cases, they're more freer socially, but then again, they have other things, like you're saying, some of them have too much control and, you know, with some socialist things and that, but that's the government. When I say socially, I mean attitudes among the people in terms of men and women, recreational sports and that sort of thing, science and that sort of thing. But when Jeremiah Wright and Al Sharpton and another guy, because I remember these guys in New York, they're like anti-white black communists, but they're more communist-leaning than the Farrakhan-leaning. Anti-white, that type of black movement. It comes out of New York and Chicago, and I know all about it. There's another guy named Sonny Carson. He died, and he was linked to the same thing. The new British, what do you call it, the new Panther Party, which...
Black Panther Party.
Right. Well, there's a new Panther Party.
Right.
You have the old one, right, but there's a one called the New Panther Party, and the term is the New Panther Party that was in Philadelphia, the guy with the baton threatening people not to vote with the last election. I recognize the uniforms. That's the same thing that other guy, Khalid Muhammad, had. I think he was a leader up after Farrakhan kicked him out. And Khalid Muhammad, with the Rolls Royces and the suits and all that, he was funded by the Ford Foundation. And then he got killed or died, whatever. But Jeremiah Wright, Khalid Muhammad, even though he's dead, what's the other guy? Sonny Carson. What's the other gentleman? There's another guy mentioned tonight on the Right Perspective. I'm trying to think of his name. He's a city councilman.
Well, it doesn't really matter. What was the point you're trying to make?
Right. Well, when these people espouse against America, because there's things to dislike about America, there's things to dislike about any country, they don't dislike the things like what some people social, like even some people, stars may dislike about America, not the communist ones. I'm talking other things because they've been in other countries. These people hate America because they hate the Constitution, and they hate the concept of America in terms of its freedom, and that they're not worldly and enough, and they don't allow enough third world people to come here, and we owe the world, and they owe the third world, and look what the white man did, and all that kind of stuff. And that's what their stuff is with America.
All right, I think your point is well made. I think your point is well made.
And you have a great show.
Thanks very much.
Okay,
I think that far as Jeremiah Wright is concerned, he is in favor of black liberation. He hates America and he hates white people. He sees many of the same things wrong with America that I do. He, for instance, thinks that that the white man made the AIDS virus, which is, most people think is outlandish. I don't. I can prove that. I think in any court of law, I mean, there are 8 different subdivisions, subtypes of that disease that all appeared all over the world spontaneously. 8 different strains of the HIV-1 and HIV-2 virus never seen before, and they all occur at the same time. Do you honestly believe that happened? And, of course, we have the CIA actually documents that show that they were working to create new diseases. People who've been part of it have come forward. But you see, Reverend Wright hates America. I want to improve America and restore it to its freedom. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Reverend Wright, of course, thinks that...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that? A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
To joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you'd like to join, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. Now, Sydney, I want to mention we are having our all-day conference on October 17th, and we're going to be bringing in an excellent group of speakers, and I'm very, very pleased. I think it'll be a great program. It's all day on October 17th. We'll be serving lunch, so you have to have reservations. Last year, we actually had to turn people away, so if you're interested in coming, why, call now. And if you're coming from outside the area, why, you'll certainly want to get your hotel reservations. We've got a block of rooms at a reduced rate. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have a great new DVD. It's called God of Wonders, and it's the most beautiful photography. And, of course, just showing the wonderful things God has done. And then, of course, comes eventually to how do you understand all of this? And it has a gospel message, but a wonderful gospel message. It's one of those DVDs when you get all done watching it, you say, that was remarkable. I don't know when I've seen something as inspiring as God of Wonders. So it's available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, we have music. We have, of course, the music by a man named Newell Oler. And, of course, we've carried his music for some time. If you'd like to get a sample of it, we'd be glad to send you a disc. If you order anything from us, we'll send you a disc of his music. And hopefully you'll want to get the full selection, the classic ones, and it's not classic music, but it's the wonderful oldie that were music that was around 30 or 40 years ago, and the old classic hymns. But if you'd like to get Newell Oler's music, and it's a wonderful Christmas gift, why, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Now we have a couple of new DVDs by Alex Jones, because we think he does a great job. We have The Invisible Empire. We have Police State 4. They both just came in, so they're available and will be available from Radio Liberty. That's The Invisible Empire. It's put out by a young man who did the Loose Chains video, a very talented young man, Jason Burmes, and then Police State 4. So if you'd like to get those, call us at 1-800-544-8927. My latest talk is called The Specter Haunting America. The Spectre Haunting America, of course, that's a takeoff on Karl Marx. As he started his book on the Communist Manifesto, there's a spectre haunting Europe today. It is the spectre of communism. Well, we certainly recommend these.